Hopefully they're not all here yet. I'll just yell out the door to make sure that everyone's actually in the theater, because I don't think they're here. It's on! Okay, let's try again. Good morning, freedom lovers! Oh, they must have snuck in the back. Good, good, good. Hi, welcome to Linux.con. Previously known as linux.conf.au. I hasn't actually looked at their hats yet. Dude, you're wearing your hat. So, LCA's been running for a long time now. Once upon a time, there was a little conference in Melbourne called CalU, and Rusty paid for the whole thing on his credit card. Who used Rusty's credit card at CalU? Much detail, that's too much. How's my audio? Oh, hey. We're back. Thanks. New and improved. So, who was here in 2001 for Sydney? Who had a blue shirt? Thieves. 2002 Brisbane? This is really embarrassing for me because I don't actually have a full run of the LCAs. I didn't go to Brisbane. I was worried about terrorism in Brisbane. As Queenslanders, seriously. 2003 Perth, hell yeah. Rock on. There's a tribute to you guys on the back of the 2007 booklet. What was that? Every year the LaTeX of the conference booklet is manipulated and something that might be useful. I'm going in and out, I realize that. That would be useful for the next year. And Perth guys, they get LCA, read the booklet and look at the back page and go, yes, they couldn't remove it again. Ours is actually a tribute. We moved it. Adelaide? Who's actually wearing an Adelaide shirt right now? Dude, that's yellow. Seriously. That's okay. Canberra? Cool. And the one that we shared with our sheep-loving friends? Ooh. How many New Zealand? Rock and roll. Turn up. You need my mic. Hey? Rock and roll. Oh, that works a lot better. I like this mic. So yeah, once you go to an LCA, you're like stuck. You have to go to every single LCA after that. So who's been to every single one after all of that? Very nice. I swore to Pierre that I wouldn't say that, but I have. So first I want to give you an introduction to our rocking sponsors. LCA could not happen if it wasn't for the partnership between the companies and the community working together to make this completely rock. I'm really glad that we got the big venue, given that there's like one seat like scattered through each of these little groups here. We couldn't have done that without our sponsors. Our Emperor sponsors, are HP and IBM. They get the big screens up the top there. But we have a whole host of sponsors this year, which is very exciting. We have Google. HP and IBM will be hosting the Penguin Dinner on Friday night, which I strongly recommend that you go to. Google will be hosting a party tomorrow night, the very first official conference party. It's kind of grown out from the Digital Arts Mini Party, Couldn't call it a mini party this time around, though, looking at all of you. The number of you. We definitely couldn't have done this conference without the University of New South Wales helping us out between CSE, the Department of Engineering, and also NICTA. They've been fantastic. That's why we have this awesome venue. We didn't have Clancy at all in 2001. We were in the Matthews Theatres, which all of the little talks will be in this time, which seems really bizarre. But and we have our royal sponsors, BuilderAU, Catalyst, Intel, NICTA, OSDL, who sent a mystery guest, Trolltech, and Ubuntu. You'll be seeing a lot more of them outside around the pavilions area. And our sponsor level sponsors, Arnet, who are providing our, and I'm told it's wicked fat bandwidth. Have you sampled it yet? It tastes good. Babelcom, ComSecure, who took all of your credit card numbers. Linux Magazine, who put pictures of Linus being dunked in a European, in a German magazine, the German edition of Linux Magazine. And I got an email back from Hans at Linux Magazine saying, I'm not entirely sure whether this is appropriate. I said, no, go for it, go for it. It'll be fine. We've got a few emails about that. Red Hat, another sponsor level sponsor. We also have Automated Test Systems, MySQL AB, and Novell. So thank you very much to all of our sponsors. Their contributions have allowed us to put on what we hope is going to be a magnificent conference, and one that's really outgrown year after year. Finally, Linux Australia as well is in some ways a sponsor, but mostly a parent, a nice parent. Linux Australia is really, really special to our community here in Australia. It's a non-profit organization for users and developers here in Australia. And it allows a volunteer team each year in a different city to put on one of the world's biggest open source and free software conferences, which is absolutely insane considering the kinds of clowns that turn up to do it. Hold on. We successfully got some of you here and into a room. I don't think that deserves applause yet. Wait up a sec. So that's the seven team. This year, the conference has actually hit the $500,000 mark. So if you look at that picture of a bunch of clowns and look at that number again, that's how special Linux Australia is, that this actually gets to happen every year and is a success. We've had enormous growth since 2001. I was looking through the figures a couple of weeks back, and one of the things that blows me away every time I look at our budget is that our budget for speaker, travel, and accommodation is bigger, just that line item, is bigger than the LinuxConf AU 2001 budget in total. Which makes me feel a little bit queasy, but also great at the same time. So briefly, I'm going to go through how to get the most out of LinuxConf AU. Who's actually new to LinuxConf AU here? That's completely awesome. And this time, you're not all New Zealanders, which makes it that much better. You guys are going to get a lot of shit this week, I'm sorry. But it pales in comparison to what the Melbourneites are going to get. So the first thing to do is read the booklet. We actually stripped out a lot of useless information, and we packed a whole bunch of more useful information into the booklet this year. There's lots of really important stuff in there. Emergency numbers, there's a map. Maps are really, really useful. Seriously, they are really, really useful. Places to go. Here's a map. It's really useful. All of the highlighted areas on the maps in your booklet, it looks the same. It's okay. You don't have to refer to both at the same time. They're all of the venues that we'll be holding stuff in, as well as the on-campus accommodation. Off to the east is Anzac Parade, and south down there is Kingsford. There's lots of restaurants down there, including the very famous Red Hat Noodle restaurant. they don't know why they're so popular, but you just have this stream of geeks coming in going, holy cow! Another strange group of geeks turning up. Off to the east is Randwick, and there's like lots of big shopping centres and stuff like that over there, lots of restaurants, all sorts of useful places to go to. And off to kind of the northwest somewhere is the city. That's where all of the boring crap is. And down south somewhere is Coogee, which is really, really awesome, so I recommend you go there. One of the most important things that you should do at LCA is to actually meet people. Sometimes that means not checking email. I swear it's really true. Bump into people and say, hi, what do you work on? All that kind of stuff. It's really, really awesome, the kind of conversations you'll find yourself in. I remember a conversation a couple of years back between Keith Packard and Linus Torvalds where they were arguing about whose fault it was that when a machine was suffering hideous I.O., the X cursor was slow. I was barracking for Keith, I must admit, but Linus won pretty decisively. So that was kind of harsh. But all kinds of things, it's absolutely amazing what actually happens in the hallways here. You should go to the talks, but often you'll find that the most valuable stuff happens at the night activities after a little bit of lubrication or in the hallways when you're too asleep to really know what you're talking about. And as part of that meet people, speakers are also people. They are not mystical gods. They will not strike you down if you say the wrong thing. Are you a speaker? You have to be a speaker if you want to heckle. You can't heckle speaker. Okay, you're a speaker, fine. So don't be afraid of going up and talking to people, asking, you know, Keith Packard to fix your X server, asking. No, he's cool with it. He's totally cool with it. That was my next example. Matty Garrett. Hi. He'll fix the suspend and resume on your laptop. He came all the way from Cambridge to fix your laptop. That's how awesome LCA is. Dude, seriously, I still love you. And of course, you can always ask Linus to compile your kernel if you have, you know, an issue with compiling your kernel. Particularly bleeding edge Git, no problem, no problem at all. We have something slightly new at the conference this year. What did you think I was going to say? That's right. One out of every 10 of you is female, which is awesome. And thanks in large part to the Linux Chicks folks who are putting on a mini-conf this year and all of their advocacy for their friends and colleagues in the free software community to come along. So I've been told that I should probably only deal with this very briefly, females are people too. For some reason, speakers and females end up being treated in fairly similar kinds of ways at LCAs. But we're going to fix that. We're going to make the experience fantastic. And please don't be creepy. Moving on. Was that okay, Mary? Did I do that right? Rock. Okay. Staying healthy. So there have been a couple. Again with the microphone. There have been a couple of ambulance visits to LCAs in the past. We don't want that to happen again this year. Usually they've actually been on Friday night at the Penguin dinner. Let's try not let that happen. This will surprise the internationals among us. Who's actually here from overseas? And I don't mean the East Islands. Pavlova is ours. So, Slip Slop Slap has no sexual undertones whatsoever. I know that sounds really awkward and strange and bizarre, but in fact, Slip Slop Slap would be, you know, perfectly reasonable on Australian TV during prime time, actually usually during kids' time on TV. So what it actually means, and we have all of the ingredients for you. It's okay, I'm not going to throw anything on you. Slip on a t-shirt. You have a t-shirt with you. Everyone gets a t-shirt. Do you like the t-shirts this year? Right. Okay, that was a failure. Slop on some sunscreen, Linus Confer, you brand sunscreen. I assure you it's actually good quality. John was only pink the day that he drove his Audi TT to my place wearing Linus Confer U sunscreen. And slap on a hat. These are really awesome. And I can see some of you are already fans of them because you're wearing them inside, which is ungodly. I won't continue. So that's Slip Slop Slap. And the reason why we've put all of the ingredients of Slip Slop Slap in your bags is because it's going to be ridiculously hot. At the end of the week, it's going to be hotter than the beginning of the week, so don't get comfortable with these kind of mild 25 degree days. At the end of the week, it's going to be about 29, 30. It's going to be... what was that? Do you know the weather better than my wee? I don't think so. So you have to be a speaker if you want to heckle. The other important thing I was going to mention at that point before you heckled, sir, was that you should put all of this stuff on and protect yourself from the sun because it's not going to be overcast and all that sort of stuff. And if I'm wrong at the end of the week, you can all laugh at me. Drink water. We have a water delivery this morning. We're having water coolers throughout the pavilions area. It's okay if you use water bottles. Don't go completely nuts, but we will be getting refills. We will be getting more water bottles. We just want to make sure that you have enough. Drink fluids during the day. It's really, really, really important. I can't say that enough. It's going to be really hot. Some of you have rooms without air conditioners and stuff like that. You will feel like crap at the end of the day if you don't drink. I spent yesterday not drinking, and it was bad. The 17 relearned the drink water thing yesterday. This is what water looks like. Our water coolers will be similar to this. Please don't be confused if they don't look exactly like this. I haven't seen them yet, but they will look something similar to this. This is water. Right. Don't let this happen. I know it's hard to believe, but you can't hack without flesh. Does something need to be said here? Does that uncomfortable laugh indicate that something actually needs to be said here? I know that our shirts are completely awesome. Don't wear them for 5 days. If you do want to wear them for 5 days, steal 4 more. Wait, no. Be good to yourself and the people around you is basically what I'm saying. The other important thing with LCA is that it's an extraordinarily exciting conference. You have to pace yourself. You have to go easy on the first days. I know we've made it hard this year. We've got Tuesday night, this awesome party. We've got Wednesday night, the professional delegates. We've got Thursday night, the open day. And then Friday night, we've got the penguin dinner. There are all kinds of opportunities for not getting up until 4 p.m. the next day. I know we've made those opportunities. We just don't want you to take them as badly as previous LCA sometimes. Pierre War, President, Linux Australia. Vice President, Linux Australia. And Jamie Wilkinson, not Pierre's husband. Thanks for that. Delightful reenactment, Mike. Take a break. It's really important during the day. Have a hallway boff. grab a bunch of people that you don't know, sit down, have a yak, find out what they work on, stuff like that. Just chill out for a while. We've actually facilitated this by creating some what we're calling the distro suites over in the pavilions. They're well marked, but I'll explain what's going on there. This is one of the couches in the Sousa distro suite, being green. Unfortunately, it's kind of a booger green. So I'm wearing Sousa colors today to make up for that a little bit. But that's the Sousa suite. This one is the Fedora suite, which you can tell because it's red. This is the Debian suite. It may appear to not have support. But the thing about it is that it's a real communal seat. Lots of people can sit on it. It's very scalable. And you'll find if you just lean back a little bit, you can support each other. This is quite obviously the orange Ubuntu suite. No sharp edges for the kiddies. And Gentoo guys. There are a couple of flat packs back in the pavilions. Build it yourself. I know we've gone through slip, slop, slap, but there's another issue that may be interpreted wrongly if I don't explain it well. Apart from all of the usual sexual health things that you have to consider, there's one that's really important for LCA. There is an issue we have with LCA. I guess you could describe it as a potent aura of fertility. The reason why I'm warning you about this, usually this only affects organizers, but this year we've had a bit of a problem. None of the organizers nor their partners have fallen pregnant. So be careful out there. We don't know how the LCA Gods of Fertility will actually impact the conference now that none of the organizers have, you know, sorted things out. However, one of our conference helpers did get pregnant. Congratulations, Christy. Where are the women? Everyone give Christy a big clap. And I've been told that I should say, may all your dreams come true. Wow, gee, there's a lot of bloggers in the room, aren't there? Don't tell us if you, well, tell us if you're pregnant, that's fantastic, but this is not related to pregnancy in any kind of sense. If anything goes wrong at all, please come and tell the organizers and the rego desk. This is not limited to, say, communicable diseases. However, that's a really good example. Last year, we had a bit of a problem with a disease delivered from Christchurch to Dunedin. And someone got really, really sick on the Monday and went to hospital, but really kind of didn't tell anyone. And by Friday and Saturday, we had people vomiting all over air hostesses. Sorry if this makes any of you queasy, but you know, has to be said. On the way back, and seriously, being sick on an airplane is one of the most horrible experiences ever. So if something like that should happen, if you end up going to hospital, please call us. We need to know, so that we can protect everyone else, but so that we also know where you are. If you have something stolen, if you experience some untoward behavior, anything like that, straight to the rego desk and let us know. The rego desk is your first stop. They have walkie-talkies, they have mobile phones, they have Morse code, they have everything that they could possibly use. They even have Batman lights to get to the organizers. So make sure you tell the Retro Desk. Here's what you all actually wanted to know about. Sorry I've been blabbering on for so long, but you know, now we've got to the good bit. Booyakasha! That's John, who's... Is he up in the back? Is John up there? Where is he? Probably fixing the network. That's John, trapped behind 50 WRT54GLs that make up the wireless infrastructure for LCA. Not only do they make up the wireless infrastructure for this LCA, but we have actually bought them for LCA, so in the future we can have this awesome wireless infrastructure, city to city, town to town. Important things that you should know. There's no joke after this slide. There's no punchline slide after this. This is actually really, really serious. If anyone here mucks around with the network, we will all lose it. The 7 team have absolutely no problem doing public shaming of whoever it was that screwed around with the network. And interestingly enough, we have a bunch of delegates from various relevant federal and local law enforcement agencies who might get to give you a lift home, should they feel inclined. This is really serious. We've been told from both RNET and the University of New South Wales, muck around and it all gets cut off. It gets cut off at the fibre, so it's going to be harsh. So please don't dick around the network. When you do want to use the network, and this is our immense stack of WRT54GLs, which we had to stack reverse, because otherwise they fell over. Oopsie. You'll see LCA 2007 in your wireless network list already. It's running in here. You have to have your website username and password to log into the network. It's really easy. It's just a capture portal kind of thing. Don't try an SSH until you've opened a web browser. There is no wired access. Come into the future. It's really nice. I lie, kind of. There are going to be some terminals in the pavilions. there will be some terminals in the pavilions, and they will have wired access. They'll be running live CDs, so if you are watching porn or something like that, you can reboot them. Colleges will have wireless lit up, all of them today, except Warrain. Who's actually staying in Warrain? There's about five of you or something, isn't there? I'm sorry, but you won't have network. Wow, no one's throwing their sunscreen. Good, thanks. Use it. It's good. The wireless infrastructure will actually be running up in the pavilions, so you'll be able to sit in all of the tables outside the pavilions. You just won't have wireless access at your college. I'm really sorry. Laptop etiquette. Some speakers find it really frustrating when people are using laptops in their talks, like you, sir, and you, sir, and actually most of the middle. Am I not talking to you or something? Like, some people behind you find it really frustrating to watch Frozen Bubble instead of the speaker. Yeah, so pay attention to the people around you when you're using your laptop, and don't clicky-clicky really hard. Did anyone bring an IBM... M-series keyboard to plug into the laptop? No? Okay, good. Serious no-no. This is a read-write conference. The website is a wiki, so go forth and create pages. We have Planet Linux Conf AU 2007. It is at the very long URL, planet.lca2007.linux.org.au. There'll be a link to that on the website later today, and as well as a little feed. We're going to be watching Flickr, Technorati, Google News, and YouTube for all of the buzz that's going on about LCA 2007. Use the tag LCA 2007. Clever. Or linux.conf.au, but use LCA 2007 so, you know, in the future, people know what we're talking about. There'll be some cool feeds on the website with all of that kind of stuff as well. Also, for those of you who use Mugshot, there is a linux.conf.au mugshot group where you can get all of this cool stuff. Go to #linux.conf.au for IRC. And we're going to have per room IRC channels as well, so you can comment on the booger in the speaker's nose and, you know, your arrangements for what's going on tonight, all that kind of stuff. That'll be LCA 2007-room name, and those will be published on the website too. Ah, very good point. Thank you very much. Good heckler. Good heckler. Freenode. It was either going to be Keith or Willie. So today, that actually doesn't look crap on the big screen. Awesome. Today we have mini-confs, and we've actually published all of the mini-confs on the wiki program page and also in the enormous posters out the front. So this time you can actually compete between mini-confs for people. Yes! There's lots of awesome mini-confs today. Debian, GNOME, Education, Embedded, Virtualization, MySQL, Research. This is the first year that the Debian mini-conf isn't the most popular. Oh, John, I'm sorry. Damn, I didn't see him there. This week, there is a huge amount of stuff happening this week. It's crazy. Tuesday, Chris Blizzard will be keynoting. Rock! Screw you all! Chris Blizzard will be keynoting. Rock! And we'll be having even more mini-confs, which is awesome. The Linux Australia AGM will be at 5:30, and then we're going to have the conference party sponsored by Google. Wednesday, Dr. Andrew S. Tannenbaum. Then we have the main conference program, which is full to the brim of awesome stuff, and it shits me to tears that I can't go to it. Screw you all. Professional Delegates Networking Session. Now I can shit all of the students and hobbyists to tears. Pros, you get to go to a special drinks thing that night. Everyone else? Randwick? Bite me. Thursday, we have conference program, and we have a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Tutorials, open day, lightning talks, key signing, hackfest, and boffs, and most of them are going to be competing for your attention. Choose wisely. It's an awesome day. Friday, Kathy Sierra is keynoting. And we have a full day of awesome conference program. Then we have the closing ceremony where we all get to cry. And then the HP IBM Penguin dinner, which is going to be sweet. We don't have a Saturday this year. You have a Saturday. It's yours. Go and see Sydney. It's really rad. Better than Melbourne. It has only just begun. Random administrivia stuff. Check your badge. Make sure that if you... Only speakers are allowed to... Oh, yeah. Ouch. Speakers, you can check your badge soon. Check your badge. Make sure it properly marks you as a professional if you have a little Wi-Fi thingy on there. I don't know why that means professional. Perhaps in the dark old days of when, you know, only professionals had Wi-Fi, that's why it signifies... if you have Wi-Fi, you're professional. Make sure you have the right number of fish, and check that everything else is right on there. If it's not, please see the regio desk. The fish are dinner. If you're a professional, you will have one fish by default. If you ordered more dinner tickets, you'll have extra fish. We make them out of nothing. Organizers can't heckle. Only speakers. You're not speakers either. Pavilions close at 7:30. Please try and get out of there, otherwise the security guards will come across and beat the crap out of us. That's the organizers, so please try to get out of the pavilions. There are lots of seats and tables and stuff like that out in the pavilions. It's really nice at 7:30, 8 o'clock. It's dark enough to hack. It's bright enough to, you know, have fun and chat and stuff like that. So 7:30 is not too bad. T-shirts and hats. This is an apology. I'm really sorry about the foul. I actually sent the sample image and a photo of the hat that we got back to the person who printed them out and stuff, and she called me back and she said, oh, I see you've sent me these two images. And I said, yeah, it's really bad. The boomerang's the wrong color. No, it's all right. It's just a space. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get them printed, so there's actually only one person who is going to have the correct printing on their hat. You'll have to find out who that is. T-shirts. We have a serious problem with T-shirt sizing. Pretty much all of our T-shirt sizing is down one size. We don't have any 3XLs. I'm going to see what I can do about that today. I really don't have my hopes up, but I will see. But I'm really sorry about that. If you hadn't already seen it, that's the bloody hat. Dinner tickets at the Regio desk by 11 today. If you want to go to dinner, it's really, really awesome. Please go to the Regio desk and buy a dinner ticket. They only take cash. Australian cash. Speakers, a special message for you. If you haven't seen Lindsay yet, please go and see him. He is this delightfully handsome young man at the front here. Look at that. Good jeans, and you get a clap. I didn't get a clap. Finally. Is that a sympathy clap? Finally, enjoy your LinuxConf AU. It's going to be an absolutely mind-bogglingly awesome week, and I'm sure all of you, having seen the program, are having fits to find out which talks you're going to go to and how you're going to pack it all in. So are we, actually. So have an awesome week. Thank you very much.